my soul. Send a great revival in my soul. Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.
We welcome you to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College. From our studio in the heart of the Silicon Valley, Pastor Treiber joins you today for a special time of revival and encouragement. We pray you'll be blessed as you listen to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Hello, good neighbor. Welcome to the broadcast. Today is Revival Time. I have not told you in forever about our website. What am I looking about? What is it?
Email.
Oh, that's it. Email. And the email address is revivaltime. That's all one word. R-E-V-I-V-A-L-T-I-M-E at NVBC. That stands for North Valley Baptist Church.org. Would you go ahead and shoot us up an email today? I'd love to hear from you. I get so encouraged hearing from you. Here's a great song from the Golden State Baptist College Young People, City of Gold. I think you're going to enjoy it as they sing for us today. City of Gold. Today is a day which we call Personal Administrative Day today. And for all those people that assist me here, Ethan's one of them. I want to say thank you to each and every one of you. The ladies that we have the title secretary or right-hand man, right-hand lady, whatever. I would never want to be offensive. I don't know what name you use nowadays. But it is Personal Administrative Day. God bless all of you. Thank you for your service. You know, the pastor is really supposed to be like a Levite. He is the one who's to be the servant to the assembly. He carries the poles and the various fabrics, and but then the Nethinims are the servants to the servants. And I have so many folks that are like that. I could not do what we do around here without these godly people. So be appreciative, even at your company, whatever it might be today. You know, the nation, it's very obvious that we need help. And the help we need, the country needs the cross. I really believe you are going to love this song. And I would hope that you'd want to sing along with it. Now, if you have people listening, don't sing. And especially if you're not a good singer. But if you're a good singer, well, like I am. No, I'm not a good singer. They never put me on the music list. But I'm going to be a good singer one day when I get to heaven. The country needs the cross. I think you'll enjoy it as it's sung for us right now. Go ahead, boys. Thanks for singing.
All across the country needs the cross.
This land was built on freedom, but still our kids can't pray in school. They used to read the Bible, but now that breaks the rules. Even on our money, it says, in God we trust. It's time we Christians show the world that it still stands true for us.
All across the country needs the cross, a symbol of redemption, and it paid for us all. A statue of liberty came to save a world that's lost. All across the country needs the cross.
Our fathers fought and gave their lives for a flag that waves so proud. But now we burn the stars and stripes, we've let all glory down. These laws that break our hearts today were made on Capitol Hill. We need to climb that hill once more, where Jesus' blood was spilled.
All across the country needs the cross, a symbol of redemption, and it paid for us all. A statue of liberty came to save a world that's lost. All across the country needs the cross. All across the country needs the cross. A symbol of redemption, and it paid for us all. A statue of liberty came to save a world that's lost. All across the country needs the cross. All across the country needs the cross.
We're in Proverbs 24 on this 24th day, and verse number 6 is what I call your attention to. For by wise, here's the key word, counsel, thou shalt make war, and in the multitude of counselors there is safety. Now, when I look at counselors, I don't ever believe in going to five people necessarily on the same subject, because if I'm not careful, I'll choose five people who want to vote for me. At least in my life, it's worked this way. Maybe it won't work for you this way. But I like the word I was taught years ago, a cabinet of counselors, just like a president has a cabinet. I have a cabinet. For example, I don't know how to buy a vehicle. Now, I think I could if I wanted to, but I don't know. It's just not. And so I have a cabinet member. I don't have multiple people in the same subject. And that person that I have confidence would know how to get the best deal. And so that's what we would do. Okay, I have a cabinet, predominantly a pastor on a subject. Or let's say when we had children, raising our family. Or let's say finances. Or, for example, I know nothing about whole life our term insurance. Do you know all about that, Ethan? Neither do I. Have no idea. But I have some insurance, but I don't know how to do it. So I had to go to a cabinet member. You see, the Bible says, without counsel, purposes are disappointed. If you want to write that down, Proverbs 15:22. Proverbs 19:20, hear counsel and receive instruction that thou mayest be wise in the latter end. I want, you say, well, who are your counselors? Well, most of them don't know. You say, well, you're a pastor. You're just going to have men be your counselor. No. You think I'm going to make decisions on the nursery without the counsel of a lady who knows? I don't know about the nursery. Are you kidding me? You say, well, I tell you what, the little lady, your wife, she listened to you? Well, I listen to her too. She can counsel me in some areas. The little lady and I are one. The two of us became one. The Bible says the counsel in the heart of man is like deep water. I've chosen this all the time, but a man of understanding will draw it out. When someone comes to me and I don't feel like they're going to listen to my counsel, I don't give them counsel. I'll always turn it back to them. What do you think God's telling you to do? What do you think? No, you're going to draw it out of me. And if someone doesn't want my counsel or they come back and want to debate it, I back off immediately. No. I'm going to be careful about that. Every purpose is established by counsel, Proverbs 20, verse 18. See, God... How about 24, verse 6, where we are here today? A wise counsel thou shalt make war, but on the multitude of counsel there's safety. We have too many people doing Judges 24, 6, or 16. Every man did that which was right in his own eyes. Sir, you're foolish if you don't listen to your wife. Mrs. Trevor came to me years ago. We had children, and she counseled me. And I didn't ask her for the counsel. She said, well, she should have given it. Well, yes, because I want the two of us, I want to talk together. We are raising children. And she said, honey, you never yell at the children. Never do. You never raise your voice where you're, hey, sit down. You don't do that. You're perfect at it. Well, I knew, however, something was coming. But she was right. I never yelled at our kids. I never shouted at our kids. I was never out of control with the kids. But she said, sometimes when you speak, you're not yelling, but you have that preacher's voice. And she always laughs at me because I can get loud. I don't want to be loud, but especially in talking to them, I never wanted to come across, oh, bless God, as your pastor. I wasn't their pastor, I was their daddy. And I wanted to be able to talk to them in love and kindness. And I found in life that a lot of this I found out after I raised them, but I wish I would have known it. I like to ask questions. Jesus asked questions. I'm all circled in my Bible and the Gospels. And Jesus asked questions. And I like to ask, I still ask my kids, what's God doing in your life? I ask my grandkids, what can Papa pray about? What need do you have that I need to pray about? Not, I see you're backslidden there, the way you look, the way you act, the way you... I don't want to be that kind of Papa, Dad. I want to be one that loves my kids and loves what they're trying to do for the Lord. And I want to know, what can I pray about? And that's my job. And I want to know, not, are you reading your Bible? I want to know, is God giving you anything special from the Bible that you'd like to share with me today? Father, help us to be kind in our words, but help us to seek counsel. Never grow out of it. May we always look for someone to guide us on the pathway of life. Never get too smart and big shot for counsel. Help us to listen to our mates and listen to our parents. Bless these dear listeners on this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College in Santa Clara, California. We invite you to join us each weekday. If you enjoy this broadcast, we would love to hear from you. Email us at revivaltime@nvbc.org. That was one word, revivaltime@nvbc.org. For archived broadcast and many other resources, visit our website at nvbc.org. Once again, thank you for joining us today for Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.